are going to help as many residents as we can. And Victor Harbour is such a caring and but also a really resilient and strong community. So if we all get in this together, we'll get through it together. So the council office will actually be closed. People can still make inquiries either via email or by phoning the council. That's 8551 0500. And of course, council meetings. We've got a meeting scheduled for Monday. Next Monday, that's going to be held electronically via Zoom. And members of the public will be able to observe the meeting via the live stream, which can be also accessed if they go to the council website. And the meeting will be recorded and available. Our depot staff will be operating during the closure. We're not going to be doing any other roadworks or civil works, but our inspectors will be out and our essential service staff will be working. The Goulburn Waste and Recycling Depot will be closed to the public, but we will continue doing curbside waste collection.
Not much will be open over the next week. The Fleurieu Aquatic Centre closed, along with the Coral Street Art Space. All libraries across the region being closed, Mayor Jenkins, as well as Victor Harbour.
So online services will be available, and those people that have got the library app and have got iPads that can download books, that's great, because you can do all the library services online and read books online. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Good one.
I prefer the paper version, but you know, sometimes you've got to compromise.
And no
returns will be able to be made to the library. So don't worry if your book's due this week. Borrowings will be extended beyond the lockdown period, and you'll be able to return it once things return to normal. In terms of our volunteers, volunteers won't be able to come into the council facilities or into public areas. They may be able to assist by making phone calls to our vulnerable clients. If any of those volunteers are listening, the volunteer managers will be in touch with further information about this. And one of the things that I'd ask every community member to do is think about one person that you can reach out to, one person, you know, that you can ring and find out if they're okay. Perhaps, you know, when you're doing your shopping for essential services, get them a few things and drop off on the way home onto their driveway so you don't have to come face-to-face with anybody. You know, we are a caring community, and it's times like this that we really, you know, we've seen it before. People have just pulled together and supported each other, so that's really important. In terms of the Southern Communities Transport Scheme, that's our MediRide service that takes people to doctor's appointments in Adelaide, that will continue to operate for essential medical appointments only. So if you've got an essential medical appointment and you're part of that MediRide service, contact the Scots team, and that number to arrange is 8551 0760. All of this is available on the council website if you miss out on any of the numbers.
Mayor of Victor Harbour, Moira Jenkins, is with us. A business case has been completed for a new boat and cruise ship landing, which you're looking at with council members next month, I understand. What can you tell us about the proposal at this stage?
Look, this is a very, very early early stage. We're just looking at an initial business case about whether or not, because as you know, the Bluff boat ramp is very, very busy over Christmas and those three periods. And we've been looking at, well, is there anywhere else that we can have boat launching facilities that will help take the load off that? And so we've looked at, and this has been going on ever since I've been on council. And so this business case is not necessarily a new one. A lot of the information in there isn't new. It's been gathered over a number of years. There are some issues that do need to be explored further. Certainly the environmental issues need to be explored. And the business case pointed out that, you know, we have a lot of seagrass in that area that's really important to the marine park, and it's an area where whales come in. So we need to do a lot more exploring. I don't think I've seen on social media people are getting excited about it. It's a long way off yet. The council haven't even approved taking things further at this point in time and looking at spending a lot of money on getting environmental studies done and further further information done. We haven't even got to that stage yet. We're just having a very initial look at, well, you know, what is this proposal? It's going to be very expensive. There may be benefits to the whole region if it goes ahead, but should Victor Harbour be paying for it? You know, it's a lot of money. So there's lots and lots of things for us to discuss and to work through before any decision is made about that.
Mm. Yes, and speaking of which, the annual business plan and budget was knocked back. I think some councillors are a bit concerned about some of the big spend items. Will we see an amended version soon?
You will do. We'll be having a special council meeting hopefully sometime this week in relation to that. We had a big meeting about that on, not yesterday, the day, what must have been Monday. Get the days mixed up under lockdown. We had a big meeting about that and looked at what we can do in relation to just bringing out things a little bit further. So things that we had planned, because what's happened with COVID and the amount of stimulus that the government has brought forward. So the government's given the councils lots of stimulus to get the council economies going, which means that we've brought forward lots of projects that haven't actually been planned for a couple of years. And when government gives stimulus and gives grants, the council puts in half the money and the government puts in half the money. So we've actually spent, bought in things that weren't necessarily planned for here and now. So what we've done is we've had a look at that. We've looked at just pushing some other things out a little bit further, perhaps reducing the type of build that we were originally thinking of, and that will be coming back to council for a decision at a special council meeting. So look, I don't know how council's going to go. We've got a really diverse council, which is fantastic, because you want you don't want a council full of yes people. You want a council that does bring in new ideas and that does question things, and that's fantastic. And so we've had some really good discussions about this, and it'll be coming back to council and we'll see how we go with it.
Oh, well, lovely to have a chat with you today, Mayor Moira Jenkins. Thanks so much for your time and all the best for the lockdown.
Thank you very much, and you too, and all of your listeners. And, you know, if there's lots of services available if people need to talk to somebody, because lockdown is hard, and, you know, we can only go, 1.5 kilometres from our work, from where we're living at the moment, and just essential services. So we are all, somebody said, we might not all be in the same ship, but we're in the same storm.
Oh, yeah, that's a good analogy.
So we need to look after each other. Those people that are in the lifeboats, we need to make sure that they're safe as well. So I wish everybody well, and take care, and we'll see you all on the other side.